Oliver Nelson.
On tenor and alto sax, he will hear a little bit later, leads his sextet with Screamin' the Blues, which was released in 1961. Eric Dolphy is on alto sax and bass clarinet, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyons on piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and delighted to have you with us today. And I'm going to take a slightly different approach with some of our volunteers. You'll soon find out what it means to be a volunteer, which means you have no choice. You have to do exactly what is asked of you. That makes you a good volunteer. But a lot of stories broke over the weekend, and I want to break us out of the habit of depending on the host. I mean, I don't mind it at all, but I think it is important to develop your own faculty of opinion. Get your own bearings on things and see how people react to it, including you. You'd be surprised at how many people who are asked to do this exercise discover that they know more than they expected to know, and that they're prepared to speak extemporaneously, but quite authoritatively nonetheless, about a subject. So I'm going to try that today. I'll call out the subject. Everybody would know what it is. If you've been breathing over the weekend, you ought to know what the subjects are, the big subjects of the day. So we'll start off with the man. President Biden has a lot being thrown at him, and he's got to fix all of it quickly. And added to this list, the most recent one, is the problem presented by Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, with Biden already making it clear that he thinks Cuomo ought to resign. Why? Because the state attorney general had conducted a pretty in-depth investigation looking into charges about Cuomo of his sexual harassment, allegedly his sexual harassment, sexual misconduct to women on staff, creating a very hostile work environment, and related charges. But primarily, it centers around Cuomo's denigrating conduct, especially among women, while in office. So this was the finding of a committee that looked into these charges, and there were many, and they wrote a comprehensive report. Now, we have to be clear, it's just that. It's a report. It is not an indictment. It's not a formal charge, although this report could very well end up being a set of formal charges against Cuomo, for which he has to defend himself. But even now, even though it is not formalized as an indictment against Cuomo, Biden has said, he has urged Clinton, no. Oh, same trouble. You could take Clinton's report and just, you know, erase the name Clinton and put in Cuomo. It's the same thing. But now the question is, according to Biden, that the state of New York must insist that Cuomo resign for this alleged sexual misconduct. He has violated his office, and it doesn't look good. And besides which, many other people, including top Democrats, are very uncomfortable with Cuomo continuing as governor of the state of New York. Biden has actually expressed himself by saying Cuomo must resign. What do you think about that? Must Cuomo resign? And under these circumstances, that's the question I want somebody to start us off with by giving us a bit of context, if you will. Whatever it is you have researched or whatever it is you have read about, and tell us, in your view, how this thing has emerged as a major story, and how will it be used in the public eye? How would it be used? How would it be seen? How would it be cast? And is this a big story or a small story? All those questions will kind of bundle up into your response at 888-874-4888. Let's get started with that. 888-874-4888. Cuomo takes the lead today in terms of newsworthiness. Even that, you are free to talk about whether that is a smart decision. Should we be talking about something else? But this is important because we're talking about a Democratic governor, we're talking about a Democratic president, and we're talking about what the people think. How will it affect the decision being made, if it is going to be made, at the highest levels of government in the nation? 888-874-4888. Are you game? Are you fearless enough to answer the question to get us started? At 888-874-4888. Personally, from what I have heard over the years, including the years that Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, that is, has been in office, a lot of this stuff has been swirling around him and nothing has happened. Well, is it time that something happened? And if so, what should happen in your view? All right, 888-874-4888. The other topic that is available is, and this is going to land me into trouble, but I don't mind. And it is a discussion about progressives and using the developments in Ohio as an example of progressive insurgents, particularly insurgents, having much to learn about grassroots politics. Ooh, she's critical. Yes, I am. I am about this question. Because we have an attitude that's permeating our society at the moment, and I don't think it's going to be easy to get rid of. Unless there's a dramatic change in mindset. And this mindset is holding people back, holding politics back, holding progress back. Because the cult of personality has taken precedence over public policy and politics. We enter personality in a big way, and we're not going the right way on that score. We are missing the point, and I think we will regret it. We are all into whether you like this person or whether you like that person, and we're neglecting to do the basic work of politics and grassroots politics at that. We're becoming very battle-scarred. We're interested in fighting and insulting each other. We're missing the point there too. And we've lost really important and strategic opportunities to have people elected who truly can make a contribution in favor of this cult of personality. That's my thesis. I will expand on that after we get through this Andrew Cuomo business. Ed from Queens, you start us off today.
Hey, good afternoon, Beatrice. How are you?
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know I'm here. Me and Sam's okay. Phone's hanging. Well, look, as far as Cuomo is concerned, I mean, it's something whose time has been coming. I mean, I'm familiar with the Cuomo dynasty from Mario to Andrew. He's ruled Albany a little like a dictator. He's forced his policies through, good, bad, or indifferent. And he made a lot of enemies. So a lot of people have been stacking tickets and waiting for the day to use them. And I think this is a culmination of it. I think a lot of his opponents felt he got too big for his britches, especially at the height of the COVID crisis when the nation was starved for leadership and he sort of like stepped into the fray and with his daily briefings and his fatherly advice and his relatively calm, concise leadership compared to who was in charge at the time, the Orange Man. So he ran with that, wrote a book, and now, you know, chickens come home to roost. You can't bully people and make enemies and expect to survive the fray. So,
do you think he expected to have a bit more popularity because he was a junior, as in Mario Cuomo Jr.?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, Cuomo had its own. Mario had his own legacy in New York as far as how he governed and what took place. And Andrew stepped into those footsteps. Mario was, in my opinion, Mario Cuomo was a much better politician and a much better governor. And Andrew was in his shadow a lot of times, but he bullied it. You know, he was a bully. He was known for being abrasive. He was known for if you disagreed with him, he wasn't a man who came to consensus. You know, the notorious three men in the room in Albany, and he was always the main guy. Kind of like, I don't know, like a little mafia-style administration where everybody was buddy-buddy and the touchy-feelies. So, I mean, people save that. They save those things until a moment arises, especially in politics, where it comes to their advantage, and then they pull their cards. And he's at that moment with the Weinstein and Me Too and Cosby and all of these things coming abreast. Sexual peccadilloes aren't tolerated anymore. And he fell victim.
Just the same, just getting the big picture over the weekend about the state attorney general basically assembling a dossier, which hopefully, this is on her part, will result in an indictment. Do you think it is fair?
Yeah, I mean, if the witnesses are credible and the allegations are proving out to be true, and they are true, yeah, then he should suffer the consequences. I mean, no one has the right to belittle anyone, no matter
but
who.
But no one has the right to the presumption of innocence until they get into a court and in front of a jury, which he isn't. Is it fair to him on a legal basis, no matter what you think about it, is it fair to him to just say, this is what the report found, and you put it out there as if it were a legal document and tantamount to an indictment?
On a legal basis, no. He should he should be given the proper rights underneath the law as far as this country is concerned. He should be able to face his accusers. He should be able to have these allegations weighed in a court of law. But unfortunately, we also live in a society where the court of public opinion plays a great part. And people are taking that lead in this. When you have the President of the United States.
None other than the State Attorney General is making this mistake. This is a big mistake for a State Attorney General to make.
I don't think the State Attorney General is making a mistake. I think this society has succumbed more to public pressure than actual fact. I think we've in the political arena, in the vaccine arena, in all arenas, we've become a society that reacts on emotion and appearance rather than actual fact and truth. And unfortunately, that's where we're at. I mean,
we can't just accept that that's where we're at. There is a thing called the law. The law is the law. It doesn't change according to your whims. So when you put out a document like that, that is tantamount to an indictment, but it just isn't, and it can't be. A jury hasn't heard this evidence. A jury hasn't determined the charges to be legitimate. And you are prejudicing, I would argue, you're prejudicing his chance at a fair trial. So, and this is coming from the highest law enforcement official in the state. This is crazy. And I'm not a fan of Andrew Cuomo, but what is more outrageous, what we should be very, very outrageous about, is that this is actually happening. In the open, they don't care anymore. They throw the law out when they feel like it, and they make it appear this so-called report is a stand-in to prejudice people in this case against Cuomo. He would have a diminished chance of a fair trial if one does occur.
That's my point exactly. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. We've seen this time and time again. Truth, law, points of order are completely thrown out for emotional reasons, for popularity reasons. Our society is becoming bastions of the cult of personality, for want of a better word.
So how do you, with that statement, now rate the reaction by President Biden, who says he must resign, urging him to resign?
Well, you know where I stand with Biden. I've said it before. He's a weakling. Biden is a man without a chest. He's going wherever the public sentiment goes. So, I mean, he's a total weakling. I mean, from a legal standpoint, from a factual standpoint, these are all just allegations. There's been no court. There's been no indictment. There's been no grand jury. So, I mean, you've got a report which could be biased, which could be proven false. And before the metaphorical crap has hit the fan, everybody's bailing out. So what is that?
All right.
We live in.
Thank you. thank you for getting us started on this argument. You have a lot to go on it because this is such a blatant act of breaking the law, disregarding the law. And it is coming from the highest law enforcement official in the state. And people are kind of calm about it. They're talking about what the report says as if it is legitimate. Patricia joins us now from New York. Hi, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Eutrice, and good afternoon to the PRN family.
Thank you.
So it's my understanding that this report is a civil proceedings as opposed to a criminal proceedings. And so the standards are completely different. It's my understanding that the district attorney in Albany will be conducting their own investigation from a criminal standpoint. And the question is whether this report will bias that proceedings. It's difficult to tell. But hopefully, if the district attorney in Albany's proceedings are pristine and transparent and above board and ethical, then he will be given the benefit of the doubt, and whatever the investigative process demonstrates will depend on what the outcome essentially is. So, I mean, in terms of Biden and what everybody has done, clearly they're all piling on. I don't know whether this has to do with the fact that, everybody's just following the leader and there is some personal animus here. Now, I will be perfectly honest with you. I don't feel sorry for the boy at all. You know, this is a bed of his own creation.
We don't feel sorry for the boy at all.
I don't. This is a bed of his own creation. He's been a bully as long as I can remember, from the days of his father. As a matter of fact, he's been a nasty bully. And how this all started because he criticized Ron Kim, who is a legislator from Queens. Ron Kim had questioned the validity and the factual accuracy of Cuomo's facts in terms of the nursing home death. And Cuomo had the temerity to call him and tell him to retract his statement and say it was a misunderstanding, et cetera, et cetera. And Ron Kim said no, and it got real nasty, and then Ron Kim went public. That's how this all started. So, you know, he created his bed. Let him lie in it.
Okay, I understand that point of view, and on that level, yeah. Let him, you know, let him eat his sour soup himself. But the question still comes on whether this was a legal thing to do, especially as the state attorney general. You're prejudicing a case. You know you're contaminating the case with the release of this so-called report. You know he would have other cases that are attached to this and other people, witnesses and even victims probably. What's in your head that you can't understand that what you're doing is harmful to justice?
Eutrice, I'm going to say this. I don't know that, because this is almost a replication of what happened with Bill Cosby. First, there was the civil suit, the civil trial, and all of that was brought into the criminal process.
Okay, but they're
so I don't
two different
know.
Things. The agency, I'm looking at the agency, this information brought to you by your state attorney general, who ought to know better, who ought to have an appreciation for things like prejudicing a case, in fact, harming the proper course of a case when you preempt the process just to make points. And then you have the president piling himself on top of that. saying not only don't we have to wait to find out what really happened here, but Cuomo has got to go and go now. Has everybody been drinking some funny water in New York?
No, I absolutely agree with that. He has not been found guilty of any criminal activity that should require him to remove himself from the office. I absolutely agree with that. But I'm not clear that the civil process prejudices the criminal process. If the criminal process is one that is going to rely on an investigative process that involves, you know, witnesses and collection of information.
But she already did that. She preempted any possibility that people will pay attention to a, how should I say, an even-handed investigation. There's going to be
I'm going to say this. So, for example, if I were on a jury, I want to hear my own information, and maybe that's just me. Maybe I am interested in the truth, and so I am going to keep an open mind. But if I were on a jury, I want to hear my own information, which is the responsibility of the district attorney to present to me. So I want to hear his information. I want to hear from the witnesses. I want to hear all the information that must be given for me to properly adjudicate.
But you already have had your mind tampered with this preemptive move that the state attorney general has made by presenting a, quote, report, unquote, that has a very nasty resemblance to an indictment.
I think I'm going to disagree with you with this one, my sister. I'm not going to go there with you because I think that could be said about anything.
You see?
Any of these cases.
This is a problem I have. When you create a problem, by the way, trust that in that, any great lawyer, any smart lawyer, will love to present that argument in a court, that from the start, Cuomo has not been given a fair shot because he was indicted. That's the word they're going to use. He was indicted in the court of public opinion by none other than an incompetent state attorney general who should have known better.
But, you know, I'm reminded of all of these police cases where a change of venue was requested for that very reason, that the information that had been released to the public would prejudice them. And yet still the criminal process had to continue, had to go through.
Yes, but everybody knew how that would go. I mean, there was no real surprise as to how these cases ended up. It's a rare thing that it goes against public opinion. If public opinion, with this release of this so-called report / indictment, quasi-indictment, basically leads the public to believe he's guilty of everything that was said in that report, what chance does he have to present a proper self-defense?
Then what you're saying is you can't find 12 people who will keep an open mind.
No, I'm saying we shouldn't have to. Not when you have a state attorney general handling things. She's not a first-year college student. She ought to know the law. And this puts her in danger, I think, that she leaves herself open to a massive lawsuit here. And if anybody's got to go, it would be her. Because you tore up a case that might have developed into something by preempting the process of a grand jury hearing everything you just put in this report. If you're going to release this report, Your job was to impanel a grand jury and let them figure out what happened here from their perspective as a grand jury. You can't be the prosecutor and grand jury at the same time. That's the point I would make.
Well, let me meditate on this some more.
Well, I do.
But I don't feel, no, feel sorry for the boy.
What do you think? What conclusion do you come to? Thanks a lot for your call. Brother David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Afternoon. I'm going to approach this from a different perspective. I don't think Governor Cuomo has been charged with any misdemeanor or felony, but I'm looking at this whole situation in a different way. In this particular case, what comes to me is that this is some very lame behavior by a person who is a public figure and somewhat of a celebrity. If you are in that position as a governor of a state and you are well known throughout the country and the world, probably, I mean, the things that came out in this report about what he talked with these women about
allegedly,
to me, very lame.
Allegedly.
It is ridiculous. Because if you are a celebrity, a person like a governor, you would probably have people queuing up to be your girlfriend if you wanted a girlfriend. And because I know people who are not celebrities, and they wouldn't have to say one word to anyone. All they have to do is present themselves, and whether it's no matter what continent it is, what airport, what restaurant, and people will come up to you, and some will even see you on the street and give indications that they would like to be possibly auditioning as your girlfriend. So him going and talking the way it's reported that he talked to these women sounds completely lame to me. It's just ridiculous. Here's a governor of the state saying these, having these conversations with different women and behaving this way is, to me, ridiculous. And there's something wrong with someone who is in that type of celebrity position to go
around and have to do that to get
a girlfriend.
And he was not presented in this report. He was not presented to the public as a lame guy. He was presented as the governor of the state of New York, committing allegedly crimes against staff and others that are prosecutable in a court of law. This is no casual issue. This is a very serious issue for which he can lose his office. He can lose the opportunity of re-election. He can lose his reputations, whatever it is that's left, if he has anything left. But the point I'm making is this was not a smart move by the state attorney general. It is not a smart move at all. It's a pretty dumb move to release a so-called report and have it. We know what the intention was, to muddy the water before a grand jury takes a look at this case and then decides there's not enough actual evidence to support it. And then it gets even murkier. Not from a state attorney general. You can't tolerate this kind of, silly nonsensical interpretation of the law, simply because you have ambitions and you want to be the first out to level the gun at the governor, and then you have backup. This is the thing that's really frightening. Here's Joe Biden, who doesn't know anything about this report, anything it contains. And the first statement out of his mouth, which should have been, well, it's a report. The governor has to have the opportunity to give his point of view, blah, 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 blah. But it's just a report. It is not an indictment, and we should not view this as an indictment. That's a very serious charge that is being made, and specious, because we don't know. It's all of these women stacked against Cuomo. Now, from my point of view, he may very well have done all of these things and even worse, but the law is the law. And you can't try to preempt the process. The process is you shouldn't be releasing reports. You know, you're not a reporter working with a magazine. You should be what you are, which is the state attorney general. You uphold the law. And who is the first one breaking it? The state attorney general. And Amen. Then encouraging the president of the United States to demand his resignation. Mm-hmm. This is insane.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we friends. Thanks
right.
for your call.
Yes, thanks. Very good. Bye.
Bye. Jackie from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Alexa, hi, you two, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Okay, good afternoon to you, Jeez, and the listening family.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, with all due respect, Yatrice, you're incorrect, okay?
Okay,
the
okay.
state attorney general's role is to investigate and provide reports and to make opinions, but she is not a prosecutor of the governor. First of all, what happened here in New York when some of these allegations came out, Cuomo tried to assign certain people that he wanted to pick for an investigation. Once the allegations came out, most of the people that are complaining of his behavior are state employees. Therefore, the attorney general is charged by statute to do these investigations. Now, in all fairness to the attorney general, she selected a particular group of people that were not independent of her office. She selected a woman who was an employment discrimination sexual abuse expert and the man who was a former prosecutor. They are the ones who conducted the total investigation. If you see in the beginning when they first released the report, those two people spoke first. They have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people. And you're making it sound as if the attorney general has some political motive in allowing the report to go forth. That is her job. That is her role. She has said specifically that this is not an indictment. And also, it's up to the district attorneys in these various counties to get that information and then launch their own investigation. Patricia was trying to say that there's a different standard for criminal and a different standard for civil. But as the Attorney General of the State of New York, Letitia James, has a duty and an obligation to launch the investigation. And they try to allow independent persons to come in. But then that it was ruled that that was not good because Cuomo had selected some of these people. Now, in terms of the president of the United States making statements against Biden, Biden making statements against Cuomo, New York is a Democratic state. New York is a stronghold for Democratic politics, and Biden is a Democratic elected president. They are looking at this from a party situation. I believe that they feel that, I can't really speak for them since I'm not embedded in any of this, but my assumption is that they are trying to save a face of the Democratic Party. Now, here in New York State, the Assembly Speaker is a black woman Democrat, and the Senate Speaker is a black man. So now we have, both of these people have said if the governor doesn't resign, that he will be impeached. Now, I agree with you in part about he has every right to defend himself. He has every right to present his own witnesses or whatever evidence that he wants to present. But he, it is not an indictment. The Attorney General is not trying to undermine him. She has a separate elected office from the governor. And I don't know if you're go ahead.
No, I'm saying I don't disagree with anything you just said. All of that is true.
I disagree with you making it sound like she has some political motive for going after the governor.
I don't know what motive she has. All I know is it's a dumb move.
It's not a dumb move.
And it is a wrong move.
Detrees.
Because she, as the attorney general, she's not naive. She's not a naive person to think that, oh, well, we've just put out this report and let the chips fall where they may. That is irresponsible. And secondly, it is important that she remember she is accountable as well to the public for the conduct in office, her conduct in office.
The point is, I'm trying to say to you that the laws of the state of New York require her to investigate these claims.
Of course, the law requires her to investigate. The law does not require her to release reports on a specific timetable.
She has to release the report once she finishes the investigation.
You see, you're just assuming, but that's wrong. You can have an investigation done and you park it until the appropriate time so that you will not be accused, even by the most zealous person, you will not be accused of prejudicing the public or prejudicing a jury. You will not be accused of abridging a person's rights to a fair trial.
And let me say this.
This is common sense.
Let me say this to you. First of all, media has their dirty foot in the game too, okay? Because every time
someone... Don't go there. Now you're spreading the blame.
No, I'm not spreading the blame. I'm saying when we consider...
Let me say, you had your say. I am specific about who is behaving in a fashion that suggests she's out of order to do something like this. And that especially as the state attorney general, no matter what the orders are that you are supposed to follow, you are commanded to do investigations. Everybody's commanded to do investigations. Does it also set a timetable that within 2 weeks of doing concluding an investigation, you must release a report?
If you've done an investigation
and it stands, period. You can release it at any time.
Before my time runs out. I think far more important is the issues about the nursing home scandal, the writing of the book.
Don't mix it up. We're not talking about the nursing home scandal. In fact, if she wanted to be impressive, she could have done an investigation about that and released the results far earlier than these results that she's now releasing.
An investigation about the nursing home. But what I'm saying
you're not focusing on what I am saying to you. You're going, well, I don't like that point, so I'll jump to something else. No, I'm still on my point. I'm still standing where I stood. This raises a question. Excuse me, I'm speaking. This raises a very serious question about the conduct of the state attorney general has to come under scrutiny here, because this is not right. It is not right for her to do this and get away with it. And it's not about whether I'm pro Cuomo or anti Cuomo. I had the same problems, lots of differences with his father, but that was politics. This is not right. And the person principally responsible here is the state attorney general. And I'm disappointed that she can't figure this out. This is basic as you could get, a basic decision. And let the chips fall where they may after you have followed the letter and spirit of the law. Now, if somebody should succeed in overturning the case because of this dumb mistake, now who is to blame? This is the question. It's a very important, this is not a trivial matter. This is a matter of law. And I'm asking legal questions of the state's highest legal official, whose actions in this instance should attract a lot of attention. How is it that you can get away with prejudicing possible trials, jurors, I mean, in the trial? You deprive the person that you want to go after of his rights to a fair trial. All these points are going to come up. You should know that. If I know that, she definitely must know that. And is not following the professional code, I think, not strictly here or even strictly at all. And that is going to be a problem. Thanks for calling in. E from Edgewater, you have a little bit of time, but make use of it.
Good afternoon, Yatrice. I'm glad you're feeling well. I agree with you 100%.
You.
There's no way in the world Biden should be opening up his mouth about telling him to resign. That's admitting guilt. You're prejudicing a chance and giving him an out. He did the same thing with the Chauvin case, if you remember. And the days before the jury came out with their verdict, he came on TV and told them to do the right thing and find this guy guilty. You're not supposed to do those things because you're giving the guilty party an out. He's giving them a chance of a defense. It's insane to me.
It doesn't
make any
sense.
So I can't figure it out. They're stepping over their bounds. When does a president come out and say things like these things before an indictment? Talk about an indictment first and get the facts together. And then when you finally have everything done, then you tell him that he's got dropped out.
Made the same faux pas when it concerned his son?
Right. Exactly.
Would he have done that?
That was the point I was going to bring up. He has enough problems of his own without getting involved in something that he don't need to be involved in, to be prejudicing a case by more or less saying you're guilty, step down, and that's the end of it. That's not how things are done in this country, and that's why we have a jury. Let the jury decide. We don't need the president coming and prejudicing everything by putting out his comment. He's supposed to be neutral in this.
Correct. He's supposed to have nothing to say except right now the process is proceeding according to the law. And we wait for the trial and see how it develops from there. By the way, the point I haven't really hammered home here yet is that this affects women more than anybody else. All of the people allegedly harmed by Cuomo are women, according to the report. So what are you saying? They deserve no special consideration? You can use them just as pawns in your political game? Is this a serious case? Or are you, you know, playing around with it, using women and their experiences, or we don't know whether it's true or not in every single case, and you're the state attorney general doing this?
It's very suspicious. It's very mysterious. I said what I said. I agree with you 100%. There's a chance to get another caller on if you want.
Yes, we might have room. Thanks a lot for calling in. Thanks, E, for your call today. All right, you heard him. We have a little bit of time, but you can make use of it at 888-874-4888. If you have a searing comment to make, this is the time to do it. We have a little bit of time. And it would be great to hear your voice before we close up shop for the day. 888-874-4888. I'm not making a point this way or that. I'm making the point that there are laws and procedures established to ensure a safe trial and a fair trial. People are put into office or elected into office based on the assumption that they know what they're doing. Therefore, when things go dramatically off skew, people are also entitled to wonder what's with the departure from the norm. Why are you releasing a report before a grand jury releases its report, which is the official report? Why are you appearing to interfere with the process and subject even yourself to possible criticism that you're in it for something else? There's something else that you're involved in. And this is the way you start out, by protecting Cuomo. It's not a good way to go. It really is not. Daryl, you have a brief moment.
1 minute.
Make the
one minute. Real quick, with regard to President Biden, when asked originally when the first charges came out, he said, let's wait for the report. After the report, he followed the two state senators. And I imagine Andrea Stewart Cousins, and asked for the resignation. Now, with regard to the legal piece that you're talking about, what is the sense in doing a report and failing to release it? Last piece, so I can give you a minute to say something, is that the assembly under Carl Hastie was hesitating and mumbling that they weren't going to indict until they saw what the report said. So what is she supposed to do with the report? How do you get him impeached? And why is it incorrect to ask him to resign when nobody had this crying fit about Al Franken?
But nothing raised today is linked to real factors that we should be considering. This is a separate case all by itself. It stands alone in many respects. And what we're discussing here is not how is it that certain rules apply now, other rules did not apply then, or the exact opposites. Certain rules do not apply now, but other rules applied then. No, you have to have a thorough and complete commitment to a fair trial. That's a basic tenet of jurisprudence. And it doesn't look like it's going in that direction. It looks like some funny stuff is happening here. Thanks for your call, Daryl. You got in under the wire. Thank you all for your calls. We gather again tomorrow at the forum right here to talk some more. Bye-bye.